I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's a little gray. There's a little Sunday morning haze. And there's a few different angles on the news of the day that we'll cover today. I'm Blois Olson, your host here on Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. I got to say that despite the grayish, coolish weather, I feel like I started my spring routine this weekend, and it was helpful. And it was also helped by two playoff victories for the Wild and the Wolves yesterday. Because when you have a 4:30 start and then a 7:30 start, but you've already gotten your exercise in for the day and it's gray and cold outside, there's not a lot of guilt of just watching some games and resting up knowing that I had to be up early to do radio and TV today. So I think it's, I'm going to make the most of this weekend and, you know, call it B plus A minus despite the weather. Josh, you were at the Wild game.
I was.
You said it was the loudest you've ever heard it.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people weren't expecting another bounce back like we saw in three. I thought they were just going to maybe lie down and take the loss and season basically, series basically over, but once they tied it up, it was, especially when they started building steam in overtime, it got very loud in that arena.
Yeah, you could feel the momentum for sure. I will say, if you are new to CCO, new to the Sunday Take, or new to following me, you should know I'm a very, very big hockey guy. But I watched every minute, and I felt like I'd seen this movie so many times that I was wondering why I was going to watch it again. And so I was very relieved when they tied it up and then ultimately won it in overtime. And I'll just say, if you're not a hockey person, this is why we watch hockey, especially during the Stanley Cup playoffs, because anything can happen and it's pretty good for sport. And then mixed feelings about the Wolves game with Dante DiVincenzo going down with what appears to be a torn Achilles, Anthony Edwards, a knee. We don't know what his prognosis is, but DiVincenzo out for the year. Here's a little fact I saw on social just now, Josh. Every NBA player who's blown their Achilles in the playoffs has worn one number, zero.
Yes, sir.
Can't
make it up.
Let's not put zeros on. Like, when he comes back, let's give him another number. Yeah. Okay? No more zeros.
No.
So, but this show is really about current affairs and about the news of the week related to Minnesota politics and policy. And we are 3 weeks left in the legislative session, and it's an election year. And there's some heavy lifting that needs to be done on some key issues that we've covered here over the last couple months, from hospitals and HCMC to tax policy, education. And The two biggest lifts of the final few weeks of the session here are going to be taxes and the tax bill. You don't need a tax bill in a non-budget year, but you do need to try in a bipartisan way. They are trying to find relief for HCMC, North Memorial Hospitals, and other healthcare institutions, which we'll have more to announce later this week on some special programming related to Minnesota's hospital system. And the best vehicle for that relief is a tax bill. Now, it's not how the tax comes off the Twin Stadium and goes to HCMC. The Hennepin County Board proposal was to triple the tax and dedicate it back to HCMC. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the solution. But we'll have Senator Ann Resch. She chairs the Senate Tax Committee. She's been involved in Minnesota tax policy for decades. And she, frankly, has been the one to hold the line. It's her last session. And as the elder statesman of the tax delegation, she'll have a lot of influence from the Senate over that final tax agreement and tax bill, if there is one. The second big lift is bonding. It is a bonding session. There will be, I think, urgency around some bonding dollars because the economy of Minnesota might need it. Bonding pushes dollars out for jobs and infrastructure. In the tied House, when you need 2/3 majority to pass a bonding bill, that tied House means that they have to work it out and build support within their caucuses for the bonding bill in order for it to pass. They obviously have to balance it with the Senate and the governor. I've had a rule over time that if a project is in two of the three legs of the stool, chances are it will get through. But we'll talk to Mary Franson. She's co-chair of the Capitol Committee in the House. She's a Republican from Alexandria, and she'll be able to talk about kind of what's the number in bonding and what kind of projects does she think can pass with bipartisan support. So two big issues, two big wins for Minnesota teams last night, and we'll have more of the Sunday Take when we come back. I'm Blois Olson. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
We are back on the Sunday Take. I'm Billy Solson. Another Minnesotan who was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was Kara Levin's A.J. Legault. He and Gary Knox, his photographer, were there to get an award for state government reporting. So I'm sure we'll learn more from A.J. about the scene last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner later today. But joining me now is Senator Ann Rest as we talk about kind of the big issues and how to land the plane that is this legislative session. Senator Rest, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Just wanted to kind of get a scene setter for you. There's not always a tax bill in a non-budget year, but there seems to be a fair amount of priorities in both the House and the Senate that would fit into a tax bill. What's the status of where you think the likelihood of a tax bill is this session?
Well, the Senate is going to be acting in committee on our tax bill on Thursday. We will be posting our proposal sometime on Tuesday and then take testimony and present it on Wednesday and then act on it on Thursday. So it will be ready on the Senate floor a week from tomorrow. I don't know that the House has gotten that far, but we will be ready to receive their bill. And I personally am certainly committed to having a tax bill. I think there are a number of things that Minnesotans expect us to act on, and I am prepared to do my part.
Where do you see the priorities of the Senate position on the tax bill? I know HCMC has been one issue. Are there other big priorities that you think the state needs right now in a tax bill?
Well, I think one of the most important issues for greater Minnesota and for battling climate change, quite frankly, is the sustainable aviation fuel provisions, and usually called SAF, S-A-F. And we got made some distance on it last year with policy provisions. We include them again in the Senate bill this year, and we fund the credit. So that's been a priority of mine for a few years now, as well as Senator Dibbles, and we find it a very acceptable and supported provision and proposal by all four caucuses. So with the governor's support, and it is in his proposals as well, I'm pretty confident that we can move forward on reducing our reliance on jet fuel and increasing the opportunity to use sustainable aviation fuel, and Minnesota is the perfect place for that to be the hub, certainly in the Western Hemisphere, if not globally.
Senator, as you think about tax policy in this state and the growth of government, are there places that you believe we need to modernize the tax system, if not this year and in the future? You look at kind of the pain points of property taxes, a shift, a proposal to expand the sales tax. Are there places you think as a state policy-wise that we should really lean into to kind of maybe even equalize the way we get revenue and make it less unpredictable?
Of course. I think that perhaps the area that needs the most modernization is the most difficult one to accomplish, and that is sales tax. The governor of course, this year proposed expanding the base and lowering the rate, and that's the way to go. But it is very difficult to get the support of all of the special interests that would be affected by, for example, expanding the base to services rather than goods, which the economy started doing 75 years ago, but the sales tax systems, I mean, truly, you know, we don't buy vacuum cleaners anymore. We hire a cleaning service. So we hire the service, and we may or may not pay sales tax on that, but we certainly pay sales tax on a vacuum cleaner. So it is it's very difficult to accomplish. The one that we're going to be emphasizing, and I think both with Senator Putnam's task force studying how we can have how we can modernize the property tax system, and quite frankly, to understand it better because it is very complicated, is one of our priorities as well, and is why we have in our bill to respond to what we're hearing from constituents, particularly homeowners now, about the what they consider kind of runaway property taxes as local governments struggle to fund their budgets. So in our bill, we have a 12% one-time increased reduction of the property tax refund, the homestead property tax refund, and that's a one-time cost of almost $101 million. It's a start, and it's respecting what we're hearing about property taxes from our constituents, particularly residential property taxes, is that that's one of their very, very important priorities, and we want to get a head start on that. And that also is supported, I believe, by, I haven't heard otherwise, at least, by all four caucuses. The insistence on taking a sharper look at how we raise and fund our local governments through the property tax. We know that we have any number of local governments who find they can't do that, and they come to us with proposals to offer a referendum to their constituents and use a local sales tax on capital projects. It would be good if we didn't have to do that,
yep.
But the property tax is not sufficient, and the voters can decide. It is not just the local government that imposes it. The voters can decide, and I hope the House has not been open to that, but I hope they will be this year.
My guest is Senator Ann Resch. She chairs the Senate Tax Committee. We're talking about, with 3 weeks and a couple days left of the legislative session, how a tax bill might come together to solve some problems, even though, quote unquote, it's not necessary this year. One of the major issues that kind of kicked off the tax bill debate was revenue required to stabilize HCMC and some other hospitals. Where do you see the Senate position versus the House position? And is there a way to find a lane that gets HCMC what they want, but maybe not exactly the way the county has requested it?
Well, I think, excuse my dog.
No worries.
I think the county wanted initially to put too much of a burden in that effort on Hennepin County taxpayers, $342 million a year on a health care sales tax. The Senate will not accept that, and we believe that certainly because HCMC and North Memorial are located in Hennepin County, that we have a special relationship, we have a special obligation, but it's not 100%. And so our bill does increase creates and then increases over the current tax that funded the construction of Target Field. Those bonds are going away, and we support a new tax to replace it, and of a quarter cent, and that's some $85 million a year before inflation. So Hennepin County taxpayers are going to contribute. From my point of view, we're going to contribute. We're not going to have an overburden on the poor, but we're going to recognize and celebrate that HCMC, as well as other hospitals throughout the state, are assets for all of our people. And we're looking at that obviously in the tax committee, that one part of it, that health care tax would also allow HCMC to issue debt with appropriations from the state treasury. They would not be given that authority. So that's very important, a very important part of it. For North, it's all of the amount that they would get must be dedicated to uncompensated care. And that's a term for, we believe that everybody who walks into a hospital needs to be served, and whether they can pay for it or whether there's any other source
Yep.
of payment, that they will be served equally. And the House to date, as I understand it, has only heard bills that put the entire burden on Hennepin County taxpayers, and quite frankly, that is really unbalanced. So the Health and Human Services Committee, Senator Wicklin, has been working with others, and certainly with our leadership, Senator Murphy, to find the pathway for state taxpayers and state funds, not only one-time funds, which will be, I believe, in Senator Wicklin's bill, but also ongoing. Providing for health care throughout the state is no longer going to be accomplished just by local revenues or of any kind. The state's going to have to play a role going forward. We just need to make sure that role makes sense, that we get information from healthcare experts on how to best support those hospitals. And for us in Hennepin County, particularly our two level one trauma centers, but especially right now, HCMC. So I'm very confident we can reach an agreement that's fair to the taxpayers and that supports the services from our number one facility in Hennepin County. So I'm committed to that, and I hope the House will come around and they will be committed to it.
Well, Senator Rest, I want to thank you for joining us. I know it'll be a little bit of a slog of the next 3 weeks, but I know that we'll stay in touch. And I also know it was a birthday week, so I hope you enjoyed your birthday.
Oh, I certainly did, and thank you very much.
No problem. Senator Ann Rest here on Sunday Take, talking about the tax bill. And as you can tell, there's many facets of this tax bill. And your texts are streaming in about the tax bill, and I'll address those in the take in a little bit. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Representative Mary Franson, she leads on the Republican side in the House, the other big lift for the end of session. That's the potential of a bonding bill. I'm Blaise Olson. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCC.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss,
Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah. We're back on the Sunday Take. Well, we tackled taxes in the first half hour, and now we're going to tackle the other big issue that legislators are going to try to solve here in the next couple weeks. Joining me now, Representative Mary Franson. She's from the Alexandria area. She's a Republican, and she co-chairs Capital Investment Committee in the House. Representative Franson, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Blois. How are you?
I am well.
Excellent.
Bonding session. Where do you think the bonding bill will land, and are you confident you can pull the votes together to get it?
Leadership hasn't exactly decided on the price tag of that bonding bill yet. We still have to come up with debt service to pay for the bonding bill, and it's got to come out of savings. From what I've been told, the governor doesn't want to go backwards on the structural deficit, so we cannot touch any of the money on the bottom line. So the bonding bill has to come with from cuts in savings. And House Republicans, leadership would like a 995 bonding bill. And I believe the Senate Democrats and possibly even the House are working with a $1.4 billion bonding bill. And we'll see where that lands. I would love to be able to work with my counterpart in the House to start crafting our bill, but there hasn't been from leadership on the size of that bill yet.
I know that one of the things about capital investment and bonding is that you tour the state. You look at projects to learn about them and what they mean to the communities they're in. What are the guidelines that you look at to see where you would prioritize some of these projects? How do you prioritize what projects ultimately go into this bill?
First off, you got to talk to the members because the members know their districts best. And go from there. But I do know that the needs across the state, we are dealing with a lot of water issues, and it's all over the state. It's not just confined to greater Minnesota, but we have INI issues and the suburban issues, and we've got PFAS issues all over the state. And these are costly projects. Some of these water projects are, $60 million or more. and to expect small municipalities to pick up the tab on that. Some of those small communities can't do it. And if it's not being done through the bonding process, boys, property taxes are what goes up. And, you know, that's just in a time of affordability issues across the state, I don't think this is a time people need to be paying higher property taxes.
We just talked to Senator Rust about property taxes as well. Are there projects on the tour that you saw that you didn't think about? You said, yes, that is important, other than water projects?
Well, I think when it comes to putting the bonding bill together, again, it's not my opinion of what I think is important. It goes right back to those members and their needs. You know, I can have my priorities, but at the end of the day, members are advocating for their communities. But there's worthy projects all over the state, and it doesn't necessarily have to be just on the water issues.
You said Republicans are at a $995 million number. Democrats might be as high as $1.4 billion. How do you work through with your counterpart in the House and then the Senate that delta of $500 million? How do you start to look at that, negotiate it, and where do you start counting votes on getting to three-fifths to pass a bonding bill?
So you do exercises, right? What does a 995 bonding bill look like up to what does a $1.4 billion bonding bill look like? So we both, or all of us in our caucuses, prospective caucuses, are working with those exercises right now. And obviously, with a 995 bonding bill, you're not going to get as much bang for your buck on local projects. And members did not get local projects last year because our bonding capacity at that time was $700 million. So we ended up just putting a lot of money into the roads and bridges bucket along with the water buckets. And this year, members have requested that local projects be funded. And, you know, it's also an election year, Blois, so members do want to be able to have something to say, this is what I advocated for and this is what I was able to get funded.
As we look about 3 weeks out, when do you hope to have both a number and the idea of when this bill can come together between the governor, the Senate, and the House?
I'm hopeful that we can get a number ASAP. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how much is going to get done this legislative cycle, Blois, but the bright spot in the entire session might just be that bonding bill. And, you know, ultimately, if we get a bonding bill done and nothing else is getting done, we can go home.
My guest is Representative Mary Franson. We're talking about capital investment and bonding in this session. She chairs, co-chairs the committee in the House. When you look at the election year and the mood of greater Minnesota and affordability, property taxes, etc., what is on the minds of your constituents as you talk to them on a, you know, daily basis?
Right now, I think they're wondering what is the point of us being in St. Paul, because they don't really see much getting done. You know, I think the tax bill is kind of stalled right now. Tax conformity issues are a concern if those don't get done. We've got a lot of local sales tax option bills that communities are relying on to, you know, some of them is to pay for some of that infrastructure that isn't getting done through the bonding bill process. So, yeah, it's definitely a very interesting year, and taxpayers ultimately, you know, they're just tired of the higher prices of everything. You know, license plate fees, that's another one concern. That's probably the number one issue that I'm hearing right now is the cost of those license plates.
When this all comes said and done, you're waiting for your number. What will you really focus on? Is it water infrastructure? Is it other priorities? And what are some of the projects that maybe even Democrats want to prioritize that you can support?
Well, at least in my, you know, how Fu and I work, Chair Lee and I work, is when it comes to local projects, we'll split a number. And then each caucus gets that much money to work with for our local projects. And we kind of have a rule where I don't police Chair Lee and he doesn't police me. But, you know, if there's questionable projects that might give our caucuses heartburn, we'll have a discussion together about that.
Sounds great. I know there's a lot to get done in the next 3 weeks. I know we'll stay in touch. I appreciate your time this morning.
Yes. Have a great day. Thank you.
Representative Mary Franson. She co-chairs with Representative Fu Lee, the House Capital Investment Committee. Understanding there was some background noise there, too. But we try to get these guests while we can on Sunday mornings.
They're busy people.
In real life. Yeah, they are busy people. And we'll go from there. When we come back, more on the White House Correspondents' Dinner, this week's take, and what to look forward to in Governor Walz's upcoming book. I'm Blois Olson. You're listening to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. We are back on the Sunday Take. It's 9:47 a.m. You might be listening to this at 9 o'clock at night. Then it'll be 9:47 p.m. Or you might be listening on a podcast, at which point time doesn't matter. You can listen anytime. Download the podcast or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to the Sunday Take or check out the Odyssey app. It's gotten way better. Just for the record, it's gotten way better, the Odyssey app has. So if you tried it before, you got frustrated, it's improved quite a bit. One of the things that's clear about these days, and it's April of a long election year, that I think we can't take for granted, especially on the heels of another political violence episode at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night, is the way sports brings us together. And, you know, people do not care if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you are a Vikings fan, a Wild fan, a Timberwolves fan, a Loons fan, Twins fan. And so I think that's one of the reasons why sports gets us back together. I did see a post this morning from someone who said that they should not have cut into the Wolves game last night to take President Trump's press conference.
There's other ways to take in the Wolves game.
And ABC was very clear that you could switch to ESPN.
Yes.
And to those folks, just do practice some little Zen yoga breathing, find a new channel. And the response from this individual was, well, not everybody has ESPN. Well, not everybody has Amazon either. So if the real debate is how to find your sports, we can have that debate all day long. But whether or not you break into a sporting event when the president was evacuated from an event, no matter what you think of the president, I'll always be on the side of informing the public about the news. And that's one of the other things about the White House Correspondents' Dinner is the number of videos, because the whole room was filled with journalists whose natural instinct was to start filming.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number of angles, the insights you get into the event are good. And had another friend suggest that this was either, quote unquote, it looked like it could have been staged or something like that. I got news for you. The one thing about conspiracies is everybody has to be in on the conspiracy in order for it to work out. And if there was ever a room that's not going to be in on the conspiracy, it's the room that was set last night. Plenty of detractors of the president, plenty of detractors of the left, and therefore there's no conspiracy, okay? And if you still believe there's that everybody was in on some sort of conspiracy about last night, then just set down the phone. Take off your tinfoil hat, avoid the black helicopters, because these are the dangerous times we're in. And that is part of the take this week. It's an election year. And I'm always a slow adopter to new technologies, but I'm not a late adopter. And AI is obviously impacting our world in all the ways that are out there. And so I want to lean in for the take this week on what's the counter to AI. And my anecdote and subscription is AR, authentic relationships. Ultimately, AI is going to do what AI is going to do. It's going to disrupt us. And I'm a fan of disruption. And so whether it was early on, the first newsletter we did called Min Spin, and how it was the first graphical online newsletter for Minnesota politics back in the late 90s, early 2000s, or if it was when we launched Morning Take, or when we decided that I could do a Sunday show because I could record it. We didn't do those things before we tried them. And that's the reality of AI's impact, is that we're trying a lot of things here, and we're not sure what or how it's going to be impacted or impact us. And that's why I want to call out elections and AI this year. Earlier this week, we highlighted a post that was AI driven, and it was an AI image. And political AI images in campaign material are illegal in Minnesota. That does not mean that people aren't going to try it. It doesn't mean that AI voices aren't going to make calls to your phone in that frustrating flurry at the end of the campaign. But if you're listening to this show, you probably lean in on the idea that you try to build knowledge, try to understand issues, even though you have your perspective, like last four digits 6387, who sent two texts this morning that said the same basic thing two different ways. And I appreciate the engagement. The engagement and the knowledge building and really understanding the candidates they're running, especially at the local level, will lead to a more informed electorate. And the more you talk to them, the more you do your own research, the less you rely on your party or AI or phone messages on who you're going to vote for is going to be helpful. I have no doubt we're going to have stories this year about AI-generated phone calls, AI-generated images, AI, AI, AI. But it's the AR, the authentic relationship, that ultimately is going to get us through these tumultuous times. Because relationships that are authentic build trust. And the trust crash in this state and in this country is real. It's also should be concerning for leaders at all levels, from business to nonprofit to politics. The interesting thing is, I spend time at the Capitol, is that you see these bipartisan issues that get a light shined on them, but you don't see the hard work behind them because the noise, as I say it, overamplifies the signal. And what we need is, we need more signals rather than the noise. And the best way to build your own personal signals is through relationships, research, and really understanding these issues. So that's the Sunday Take this week. Lean into the information. Do your own homework. Build your own relationships with your local candidates so you can look them in the eye, shake their hand, and really understand what they stand for, what they'll fight for, and how they'll tackle the issues of the state going forward. This week ahead, we will watch to see Governor Walz. He'll have his State of the State on Tuesday. And what will he say? How do Minnesotans feel? I'll have a take on what Minnesotans are thinking. And I think the big question is Minnesota better off than it was 7 years ago in all categories? I think that's the way you have to frame Governor Walz's final State of the State. He has a book coming out shortly on called Good Neighbors. And Vanita can joke all she wants that we deserve some trademark revenue. But the reality is that the model in which Minnesota tackled DHS is something that the rest of the country is watching. I've been in other cities. I tell them I'm from Minnesota, and they want to talk about how we dealt with this. So, Governor's State of the State, 3 more weeks left in the session. And then we're ramping up in late May to those statewide endorsing conventions. Who will be the Republican nominee? Who will be the Republican nominee for governor? Who will be the Republican nominee for Senate? we'll continue to kind of follow those. But you can always go to the Fluence election tracker to see where these races stand. Other news yesterday, Eric Osberg endorsed as a Democrat in CD7, and Representative Michelle Fischbach was also endorsed in CD7 as a Republican, even though she had a challenge from within the party and the dysfunction there. If you want to follow any of that, go to thedailyagenda.com, sign up for our newsletters. I'll be with Vanita at 6:20 Monday through Thursday this week. We'll have another Sunday Take next week, and hopefully we'll be celebrating some series wins for the Timberwolves and the Wild despite injuries. Scott Corzo's next. He's going to give you a great breakdown, I have no doubt, now that we know more about Ant's injuries. It says he's going to be out for several weeks with a bone bruise and the hyperextended knee. You know, the promo says nobody knows more than the state of the state than WCCO. I still think that's true. Thanks for tuning in. Scott Korzenowski is up next with sports, and I'll talk to you next week.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.